All right, there we go. Whatever you want to talk about, Matt. It don't matter to me. I can talk about any bullshit. All right. Talk about Frankie Lee Bone in the shotgun jails up at the fucking lake, idiot. Lee, I know you'll be watching this and all. Mm-hmm. Can you put out the 911 call?
Yeah.
About this here white truck speeding up through there and shots being fired all over the place. I'd love to hear that. Because you say that it happened and everything, yeah. And I'm not saying you're lying or nothing.
He called in the FBI, saying, man.
Oh, great day. Phoebe came in, huh? Phoebe.
They want me 6 feet deep. They want me under the dirt. Don't want to let me breathe. They want my mama to hurt. They might know my face. They might know my name. But they don't know my past. They never felt my pain.
You said that Ron DeSantis just had a press conference.
Yeah, a cool press conference. He says he's going to the directly to the Florida Supreme Court, alleging fraud from the vaccine companies.
Okay, but I thought they were immune from prosecution.
Well, I don't exactly know. Once a fraud is committed,
I think you're
pretty much screwed.
Yeah,
you know,
if they can prove it, and he wouldn't have a big press conference unless he had some evidence, right?
His Surgeon General, Joseph LaPapo or something like that. The dude is off the chain.
Yeah,
he knows what's going on. You know, recently they said we recommend you don't get the mRNA to kids under 18 or something like that.
Yeah.
And they're really pushing. And the interviews I've seen with the guy.
Joseph LaPapo.
Yeah, LaPapo. He's a badass. And DeSantis is also saying that he's forming a committee of independent scientists and all to look over what the NIHD or whatever Fauci's organization is and the CDC and all these places because of the lies that they told us and the trust that they have broken. We can't trust anything that they print on paper.
Yeah, that's true. I can't believe they're just now realizing that. I mean, he served in the military. He should know.
The bullshit that happens.
Here's a little quick bio on Joseph A. LaPapo, born in 1978-79. Well, that must have been on New Year's Eve. Is an American physician who is the Surgeon General of Florida. After immigrating to the United States from Nigeria, he earned an MD and a PhD in health policy from Harvard University. He has served as a professor of medicine at New York University and the University of California, Los Angeles. He assumed office in September of 2021. I guess his age is kind of in question because he's born in Nigeria. Maybe they didn't keep good tracks of that stuff.
I don't know.
So they say he's either 43 or 44.
Yeah.
So he's my age. during the COVID-19 pandemic, LaPapo has promoted unproven treatments, opposed vaccine and mask mandates, questioned the safety of COVID-19 vaccines, and spread falsehoods about the pandemic, contradicting professional medical organization.
Doesn't he sound wonderful?
This is Wikipedia, folks, so you know it's open source. I'll tell you for what it is.
Open source. The guy's off the chain cool.
Got to be a pretty smart dude.
And he goes by the science. They don't, not Fauci science,
right.
not
crony
you
science.
Walensky science, not bought and paid for science.
Not Dr.
He goes by actual, scientific science. Papers.
That's why I say Fauci. He's our generation's Dr. Joseph Mengele.
Yeah, he wins a gold medal when it comes to this.
Shit, man. He's been doing it for a long time.
Yeah.
I read that Bobby Kennedy Jr. book on your recommendation, and that is shocking, some of the stuff that comes out about Fauci. In there.
Yeah.
Shocking. Yeah.
For decades now.
And then when you see how much influence this guy has had across multiple presidencies.
Mm-hmm.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah. Since 1980, somewhere around in there.
I mean, gosh, dang, he was experimenting on AIDS babies with AIDS, like giving them AIDS.
Yeah.
To kill it, letting them die.
Yeah, there's a whole cemetery full of them.
It's unbelievable, man. This guy's sick.
Yeah.
He is sick.
Yeah.
And then he said, Fauci said that anybody who believes that the Wuhan lab was an intentional leak is like the same people that say there's microchips in the vaccine.
He's flip-flopped so many damn times, which way but loose. You know, that the power that he used.
Well, here's the amazing thing. Before Elon Musk took over Twitter, this man was the most well-spoken, well-versed person to step in front of Congress about the vaccine and the pandemic and all this shit. Now stuff leaks out from Twitter, which is, you know, we all know this stuff has been leaked forever.
Shadow banned and all this.
And we all knew it.
Yeah.
Right? But now Elon Musk puts it out, and so they pull him back in front of Congress, and I think it was like 177 times he says, I don't recall, or I don't have that information right now. And so he's fully closed up, lawyered up. He knows what's coming.
I am very skeptical that anything will ever come of the Fauci.
Unless DeSantis gets elected president in 2024.
I still don't see it.
No?
I mean, he might get JFK if he opens a can of worms too big.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
The coup, the American coup, took place a long time ago.
Yeah.
We're just seeing they're beginning to take the mask off
now. I think
now.
The coup happened.
And it doesn't matter R&D. That's a worldwide wrestling federation, that kind of thing. And what we're finding from the Twitter files now, and we knew for the shadow banning and the banning and
my account's still suspended.
And the whole nine yards.
Permanently suspended.
Yeah, even little dumbasses like us.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I had that account for like 2 months, and it gets suspended.
And they're in bed with the Marxists.
Absolutely. Yeah, and the Marxists are running the FBI.
They're running the military industrial complex.
Yeah, they're everywhere. These are the baby boomers who grew up supposedly during the Red Scare and these are the academics who were in college who were getting indoctrinated by literal KGB agents who were teaching and indoctrinating.
It's the universities.
Yeah.
This is the way they infiltrated the universities, and now the universities are just plumb full.
They're just of
Marxists,
like
straight Marxists. And then the federal government comes in, and the state governments come in and pump these funds to them.
We'll back the loans.
Yeah, we'll back loans and all. We'll inflate the budgets. Inflate the budgets. And everybody wants to be us.
Mm-hmm.
And these professors have got this holier-than-thou attitude. Now, they might be smart as hell, but they're smart as hell in a little place.
As long as you don't challenge them.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then all their lies fall down when you challenge them. And that's what we're seeing now is the truth coming out and them crumbling before you.
Yeah, they have no...
They know these shots. Don't stop transmitting. Don't stop. They are not what they say they are.
Right.
And they know that, and people were starting to push back.
Well, we just had
a great day.
61-year-old NCAA football coach, Texas... our Mississippi State, Mike Leach, he had some sort of cardiac event, I think on the sidelines of the game, but never recovered. He just died today, I think, this morning he died.
Well, that's just a sudden death thing.
The first question I asked, was he vaxxed?
Climate change.
Yeah, and there is a movie out now called Died Suddenly.
Yeah, that's a really good documentary. It covers it in what you can in an hour.
Like, I've talked about this before time and time again. When I was a firefighter EMT, I was up in Indian Land, South Carolina, was where I worked, in Lancaster County. And in our little town, we had a Sun City neighborhood. You ever heard of them?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They got to be 52 or 55 and older or something like that.
Yeah, they got one up in Indian Land. They got one down in the low country.
There must have been 2,000 houses in that place.
Yeah.
And it wasn't the first vaccine, the first shots that came out. It was the booster shot. When the booster shot came out, that month, we ran 60 stroke calls.
Great day.
In 1 month, when that came out, and these people were like, a lot of them, of course, old people have strokes. So we'll say them half, let's say 50% of those 60 calls, 30 calls in a month, people said, I don't know what happened. We were fine yesterday, we know it's not COVID because we got our vaccine and we got our boosters. And these people had lanyards on, and they had their vaccine cards laminated on their lanyards.
Huh.
And I was like, what is wrong with these people? And they're so indoctrinated to believe anything that the government tells them.
Well, now that these lies are coming out, we're seeing a significant drop in people getting these things.
Well, the military just dropped the vaccine mandate.
Yeah, but they're doing some tricky things. They're putting them in little boxes and not letting them, and not giving them rank, and not
sure.
They're going.
It's not mandatory, but you ain't going to promote.
But you, yeah, and you're going to mop the floor or do something,
whatever.
You know.
Shit, you know what? If you're a E4 and you don't get the vaccine and they make you mop floors, you're making the same amount of money as another E4 who's out there with a rucksack on suffering.
Yeah.
So get that money, man. You're getting paid the same. I always realize that, like, if I'm jumping out of airplanes and doing all this crazy shit that could get me killed, I was like, wait a second. There's an administrative clerk sitting in the hospital there making the same amount of money I'm making. And they just sit at a desk all day. I was like, this shit ain't right. Something's weird. Something's wrong.
That's why I always said if I was going in the military, I'd go in the Air Force.
Yeah.
And I knew I'd be behind the lights.
Oh, man. So what else is in the news, dude? We got local news. We got somebody announced that they're going to run for District 3 seat. That he works for.
That's the Ben Connell seat.
You know what they meant? They said he works for a law firm. They said he works for a law firm in Kershaw County. He works for Ben Connell's law firm. I don't know why they didn't say
that's his hand pick.
Yeah. But this guy served in the Marine Corps. He's you know, worked for, here's the other red flag that I saw. He served his time in the Marine Corps upon graduating high school. He served until obtaining an honorable discharge as a sergeant. After accepting a job as a defense contractor with General Dynamics. Red flag.
Yeah. As a contractor.
Yeah, he was a contractor.
What did he specialize for?
Well, it doesn't say, but it says as a young man in his early 20s, he managed a team of 5 contractors responsible for multi-million dollar military projects. That could be anything. Who knows what that is?
Yeah, who knows? Be interesting.
And I don't know what time frame this is. I mean, the guy, it doesn't say what year he graduated high school, but he did grow up fourth generation Kershaw County, went to Blaney Elementary, Lugoff Elgin Middle, and people are going to vote for this dude. He's probably going to win just based off of this article. They're going to read this article and be like, that's my guy right there. But he went to night school, got his degree, became a lawyer.
Does he say anything about his positions?
Absolutely not.
Nothing?
No.
Just a bio by himself.
Just a bio written by himself, because you have to write these as a candidate. You have to write these.
Yeah.
You got the Wicked Witch of Bethune giving Julian Burns a plaque. Can you see this picture? Is he holding that thing with like a napkin or something so he doesn't touch it with his bare hands?
I think that's a piece of paper.
There's a piece of paper. But why is he using it to hold on to the frame?
Well, he had it in his hand. He probably had to read something to somebody or something.
Very strange looking, though. We can call it a napkin, though, or a sanitary napkin to hold the frame.
The last days of the Burns, I don't even know what to call it. Tax and spend.
Reign of terror.
Swamp.
It wasn't that bad, but he did spend a shit ton of money while he was in there, that's for sure.
Have you seen the beautiful swamp in Lugoff? The swamp part? They got it down there decorated for Merry Christmas, you know?
Yeah.
And like businesses put the little thing all the way around it and everything, you know? And what's it called? Honey bucket?
Right next to the giant.
Well, they got Frank a tree Reagan's down there with little honey buckets on it. You know, the porta potties.
Yeah,
that's what somebody told me. Anyway, I hadn't been down there.
Little poops. Frank Raven.
Yeah, Frank Raven.
Okay.
FDA Raven.
I'm not up to date on my malaria shots, so I don't go down there.
Hey, you know, They're going to make, they've done everything they can to promote that park and justify it. When they got all these parks everywhere, they could have done the same thing where at another park. West Waters really would have been a good one to do it at.
Right.
But they have to justify this because it was such a boondoggle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it really, it's just a concrete walkway that goes in a circle. Somebody said something about Riverwalk, and I was like, what the hell is a Riverwalk? Where's this at?
That's what they're planning.
That thing ain't even near the river. I mean, when you walk around it, you can't see the river. But whatever, man. I think we could, hopefully when the new council, we could sell that property. That'd be cool.
Well, you know, and then you got the Ben Connell YMCA project.
Yeah, that's very
important.
That's
still going to be pushed.
Yeah.
Russell Brazel loves it. Mm-hmm. Brant loves it.
Well, Brant, they want to do the big baseball complex in Camden, the $14 million baseball complex in the center of Camden, where the rec center is now.
Yeah. Well, that's they're all interconnected.
Can you imagine?
Well, look at all the baseball fields we got now.
I know.
And you know, every time I go by there, I don't see baseball people.
Well, I see kids playing soccer on.
Every now and then.
Yeah.
I mean, and we got plenty of soccer fields. We got all this kind of stuff.
We have that Westwater E complex.
That's still not finished.
They've had the tennis courts are
see, it's just like that sewer thing. Mm-hmm. If they can get their foot, buy a piece of property and say, and then do just a little bit, they can move on and buy another piece of property and buy another piece, and nothing ever gets done, but they keep expanding and expanding and expanding into this socialist horror show that it's going to be just like the damn Soviet Union when it collapsed.
Yeah.
They have beautiful swimming pools and all kinds of shit like that. They just couldn't maintain them anymore.
Right. And this is what happened with the Westwater E complex. The concession stands are condemned, mold everywhere. The playground equipment is dangerous for kids to run on, I've heard from other parents. The tennis court looks like damn earthquake that hit Oakland back in the day, you know. And there's no lights up.
What's the moral of the story? You give a monopoly on violence in order to steal, to do good things. Yeah. You give them that kind of power, and you're going to end up with something that costs too much and bad service. In other words, dilapidated shit.
Your quiet mouth, your lack of paying attention, your complacency.
We're all guilty of it.
Yeah. But that gives them their mandate to go ahead with what they're like, well, nobody's complaining about it, so let's do it again. Let's keep going. And then when somebody does speak out about it years later, they're shocked. Like, oh my God, how could this guy be raising his voice about the money we're stealing out of his paycheck? This is crazy.
Yeah. It's like when we talked about the sheriff getting $35,000 paycheck.
Right.
Pay increase, you know. People are like, well, you know, it's in blue line. He deserves it.
What do other sheriffs get paid? Who gives a shit what other sheriffs get paid?
They don't even consider what is actually going on.
They don't even care where that money comes from.
And then, like when the city of Camden raises the electrical bills up to enormous, they scream and holler and everything.
Right.
And don't get me wrong, I used to be that way too. But that's been a long, long, long time. But I remember that I was dumb as hell. I was too busy building houses and raising youngins that I didn't pay attention either.
Same.
And I am very, very sad that I did.
Yeah, we could have got a hold of this a little bit sooner. What else is going on? Oh, we had shots fired at the dam.
Shots fired at the hydroelectric.
Front page of the Chronicle Independent. On Lee Bones, he put a video up, and he was on the scene.
On the scene.
He was there.
The next day, but on the scene.
He was under control. He said, this is where we found these shells on the ground. Okay, you could walk 20 feet in any direction in Kershaw County and find spent shell casings, right?
Well, up there at the Water Reed Dam, anybody around here that's ever gone fishing up there or anything else knows that road down through there, if you hadn't seen a deer in there, you ain't been there more than once.
Rednecks
around here consider sometimes salt and pepper more important than law.
Absolutely.
and they take one at night.
Sure.
And that's what happened. 4:30, between 4:30 and 5:30, or something like that. You know, so it was dark.
They were basically trying to draw a comparison to the substation attacks, which supposedly attacks, I don't know, in North Carolina. They're saying there's no correlation. The dam wasn't shot at or damaged. The dam is so far away from where them.
Lee, I know you'll be watching this and all. Mm-hmm. Can you put out the 911 call?
Yeah.
About this here white truck speeding up through there and shots being fired all over the place. I'd love to hear that. Because you say that it happened and everything, yeah. And I'm not saying you're lying or nothing.
He called in the FBI,
great day. Phoebe came in, huh? Phoebe.
Investigate.
That's what I call them now, Phoebe, not the FBI, because they Phoebe about everything. You get them to come investigate, they're going to cover up all kinds of shit.
Yeah.
I have no confidence in the police,
no.
The FBI, the CIA, no. I have no confidence. I vote no confidence. No. I didn't vote for any of these clowns because I have no confidence.
If you work for those organizations and you have a soul, you need to leave. That's why I left the Army, man, because my conscience wouldn't let me do it anymore.
Looking the other way is no option anymore.
Yeah. Can't do it.
We've looked the other way for decade after decade after decade and let them teach our youngins Marxism and dumb us down and obedience to the state and let them grow this bureaucracy and this surveillance state and write these damn crazy ass scribbles on pieces of paper that nobody can understand unless you got a degree.
Right. Not even a degree. You have to have a team of lawyers with degrees to put that shit together. That's why there's always five of them, you know, working with a senator or a congressman. They have a whole team of lawyers putting that crap together.
Yeah. It's just like this thing with the sewer thing. Mm-hmm. You have to go before the people get a vote.
Right.
And a referendum. And as soon as you get a referendum, you can do whatever the hell you
that
want.
Would be a good
so
question.
if they started a sewer company, let's say today, for $4 million,
yeah,
and then next year after you said yes, next year they say, well, we're going to expand this to $100 million.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get you have no voice, none.
And you can go out there and shout all you want at the county council, but they're going to be shuffling their papers or taking notes on something else or looking on their phones or yawning. And they don't give a shit what you say, just as long as you don't say any dirty words. Don't say any dirty words.
Don't say steal. I'm telling you, don't say steal.
I'll have the sheriff drag you out of here if you say anything offensive.
What was it? That damn. Damn, I can't say.
Damn.
I can't say damn, you can't say shit,
can't say
you
steal,
can't say steal.
Thieves, you can't say
thieves, yeah, thieves.
Oh,
you know, let's talk about solutions.
All right.
Let's talk about this new council coming in.
Yeah.
And the changes that we would like to see. In other words, a wish list.
Okay.
I'll start out. I would like to see a monthly meeting of a town hall style where the county councilmen are subjected to question and answers.
Mm-hmm. That would be nice.
I agree of a civil nature.
Yeah, one microphone, you know, step up to the microphone, ask your question to whoever it pertains to can step up.
And one follow-up.
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
Well, something like that.
Yeah.
I would also like to see the budget process. Right now it's divided into two sections,
mm-hmm.
And it needs to be combined.
It needs to be one. Yeah. And I believe that's what they're going to work on.
And I believe that the first reading of the budget, mm-hmm. needs to have 95% of everything in there.
Yeah, oh yeah, for sure. I mean, there's really
no
excuse.
And it needs to be a couple of months ahead of time.
There's no excuse for it not to be complete before the first reading.
Yeah.
There's absolutely no excuse. Unless you're trying to sneak something in at the last minute. All right. I would like to see more oversight on the sheriff's budget. I know that the sheriff is the chief law enforcement officer of the county, that he's pretty much the most powerful man in the county. He's kind of untouchable. The county council can't tell the sheriff what to do.
Yeah.
But they do hold the purse strings. So I would like more oversight and transparency into the sheriff's budget.
I agree. I think that in that budget that the county council is going to pass, that the sheriff's budget's going to be in there.
And you know what?
And it needs to be detailed.
Yeah, details in all departments. So, like, when he puts $65,000 for cell phones.
And it needs to be accessible online. Yeah.
Show me where
in a searchable tool.
Show me
because they do these crazy things.
Show me where you spend $65,000 on cell phones. I want to see that bill.
Yeah.
You know, what is it? What is your vehicle replacement cost? I want to see a cancellation of the take-home vehicles. I don't want deputies driving their vehicles home and using them to go to the gym.
You
want to
take away that French benefit.
Yes, because how much wear and usage, wear and tear on the vehicles is that?
How much
it cost us in fuel?
Insurance, is the insurance any different?
I drove by the Planet Fitness the other day and saw the Sheriff's Department pickup truck out front. And I asked the question, are you working out on duty or are you just using your county vehicle for personal use? Now, in the military, if I'm using a military vehicle off post, right, I sign it out and I need to go off post to do something. If I'm supposed to go from A to B, then B back to A. The only stops would be for food and gas, right? But let's say, I want to go check out this store and get some jeans. I'm out here anyway. I'm going to drive over to the mall and park, and I'm going to go in and get some jeans and a shirt. And when I get done here, I'm going to go over to the Best Buy, and I'm going to look at a TV, buy a TV, load it up in the car, take it to my barracks, drop the TV off, and then return the car. Your ass is going to get slammed for fraud, waste, and abuse.
All right.
And you might go to spend a couple days in the jail. Like, you're going to get
busted. Where'd you need bridges?
Shoot, man. They will not play with that. And so, to me, this is fraud, waste, and abuse. Whether it's fraud, waste, or abuse.
They would say it creates safety because of their presence.
Okay.
Around.
Statistically, the most violent people in this county are riding around in those damn sheriff's vehicles.
Yeah, pretty much. Right.
And so
the most
safe?
Costly, anyway.
What's safe? That brings up another thing. At this meeting, there was supposed to be a top secret meeting behind closed doors about a lawsuit that they're going to settle.
Yeah,
we don't have any idea what it's about or how much what the money.
We don't know anything at all about
and
it.
You won't know until you FOIA, unless you FOIA it,
and that'll be after the decision. It'll be. We have no. This is another thing that I have my pet peeve about it, these executive sessions.
Yeah.
They claim that they have to do it to protect the government.
Right, but the government is the people.
And Ken DeBose is the representative of the county.
Yes.
As a corporation.
Protecting
the county is a corporation.
Yes.
And so the people are a threat to the corporation. Mm-hmm. That's why any FOIAs end up coming through Tommy Morgan.
Yeah.
And
Pope law firm.
Yeah, another law firm. And that's why it's so hard to pull the teeth.
Mm-hmm.
And these executive sessions, I think, need to be recorded, video recorded.
Yeah, at least recorded.
At least recorded for later.
Documented. Yeah.
For later.
Because right now there is no. If I try
and
to
set a day, set a sunshine.
Yeah. And then it becomes public.
Yeah, 60 days.
Sure.
10 years. I don't know. Or just like JFK, you just seal them up and then Trump promises.
Yeah, you get promises. I think another thing I'd like to see, like you said, the executive session transparency would be great. I think, that what worries me about this new county council coming in is they're seeming to be hell-bent on parks and recreation.
They are.
And that, to me, is just,
It sells.
Right. They're saying there's going to be revenue generated. And all,
it's for the
like,
kids.
There's no way you're going to make enough money to No. Not even sustain that. You're going to end up taking from the people to mow the grass and to put fertilizer down, keep the fields up and put lights up, change light bulbs.
It'll be a lot like that practice field up there in Indian Land or wherever the hell it is up there at Charlotte that the Carolina Panthers were supposed to do
just
and everything.
And
it'd be a bunch of bullshit like that.
Right.
That's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Because if times get worse and the dollar, a value of the dollar continues to go down and everything, those things are going to be dilapidated.
Yeah. The first thing they're going to do is fire the groundskeepers because... You know,
you eat from the
payroll.
Bottom.
Payroll is the most expensive thing for a company. So the first thing they're going to do is try to eliminate some.
And the mafia knows that they can't take but a certain amount.
Yeah.
Before the people will not take it anymore.
Oh, yeah,
and you're right around there right now. You know.
Yeah.
And the pressure because of the price of eggs at food lines going up.
Yeah.
Is pinching even harder.
Wait till people
and the hamburger meal, remember the hamburger meal when Julie Burns said it's only a hamburger meal.
Right. That's $12 now.
Yeah.
But, you know, I've been listening to some podcasts on the Civil War and like how the Civil War actually got started, that there was this undertone of people just saying, hey, man, just leave me the hell alone. You know, and even Maryland, up there in Maryland, Baltimore, they thought the federal government, there was no federal government. It was just like this little thing. But then it's expanding. It's growing. You had the Indian Removal Act where they took all of these Native Americans out of North Georgia and Florida and put them all in Oklahoma.
Yeah.
And the territories are out there, right?
The Trail of Tears with Andrew Jackson and all.
What in the hell are we doing here, right? So...
The government was always meant to grow.
Yeah.
The Constitution was a con job.
Yeah, I mean, definitely.
We've been sold a fairy tale.
The undertones of the rumblings that led up to the Civil War. Now, obviously, slavery was a big part of it, but there was other economic problems.
Yeah, there
as well.
Was a multitude of problems.
The feelings, the general feelings in the populace of what they're talking about, that these people were ready to fight. They were sick of it. They were fed up.
Yeah, it's been ongoing for well over about 20 years.
A generation.
Yeah. And, it's been going on for about 20 years leading up to it.
When you look into society today and you go on social media or you just walk down the streets, people are angry, man. They're just plain angry.
And they got us divided in anger.
And the tribes, everybody's tribed up. Everybody's got their own little, you know, are you a, you know, like, I like, let's say this for instance. I get called a liberal on Facebook all the time, but then liberals will turn around and call me a Nazi, you know, because they can't understand, they can't comprehend the fact that I am not a Republican and I'm not a Democrat. You know, I am a classic liberal, which is something that people can't even fathom being today. You know, I'm more of an anarchist than anything.
I are an anarchist,
I'm in the
which
gray.
Means basically no rulers.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean no rules.
It doesn't mean chaos. If you look at the dictionary, it would say chaos and looting. Right?
Yeah. No. They want to tie us to the guy with the black hoods and throwing bricks and all
Antifa?
That kind of stuff. Well, those are there are anarchists like that are basically communists era anarchists.
And they're usually about 25% FBI agents there to rile them up.
Well, you have that all through all of society.
Right. But yes, there are some anarcho-communists, they call them, and which is unbelievable to me that the people could be so stupid to put the two together. Anarchy and communism. But anyway, they're violent Marxists.
Yeah.
Is what they are.
Well, I used to say, you know, if we could get back to the very beginning of the Constitution. Let's say we're sitting outside the place in Philadelphia,
right.
You know.
Filling up the ink wells.
And they come out and Benjamin says, you know, I gave you a republic if you can keep it. he knew. But anyway, if we could get just back to that, I would, everybody be happy, you know, our side, if you want, would be happy. And I'd still be pushing to get rid of that shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, the Articles of Confederation is the one step that I would take behind that because that gave us at least a fighting chance with the states, and we would be a loose confederation at that time.
Right.
We could decide if California was invaded by the Chinese or whatever, South Carolina could vote to go help them, or a bunch of us get together and drive across country and help them, or not.
Right.
Or not.
Exactly.
It would be for us to decide. Just like right now, the war in Ukraine. The states would decide whether they were going to go over there and kill Russians.
Right.
Or send whatever or whatever. And the people could decide yay or nay.
But now it's just by fiat.
It's just
decided we're going to send them billions of dollars, launder billions of
dollars. Your vote on the national level means shit.
Doesn't mean
mostly
anything.
On the state level, it means
doesn't
shit.
Doesn't mean a thing.
The, it might mean something on a local election, but I'm even to the point now because the people are so ignorant
that it makes no difference.
Yeah.
I've decided that I'm not going to give my endorsement of any person ever again. Never will I say, hey, this is a good guy, you should vote for him. I'm never going to do that again.
I can't find anybody that would represent me.
No.
I can't
just
find
me.
Anybody.
Yeah, only me. That's the only one I can decide.
Yeah.
And, you know.
And if you leave me alone,
you won't have a problem.
I have no problem. I have no problem if you want to dress like a man or dress like a woman and a trans and this and that.
Literally,
I don't even
care
if you want to have a war over in Ukraine.
I don't care. Yeah.
Go have your damn war all you want and everything. Leave me the hell alone.
Yeah. Yeah.
But don't come and mess with me and throw a gun up in my face and say, you're going to pay for this YMCA and the Swamp Park and this big business wants to come in here and you got to pay for all the infrastructure around it and everything. Yeah. And that's what this clown show, this group of seven sorry-ass, power-hungry do-gooders is doing.
Yeah. So, with the new council coming in, how long do you give them?
6 months.
6 months. I hope they're listening. If you go 7 months, we'll be surprised.
Yeah.
We'll be pleasantly surprised.
The budget. That's what will tell everything that you need to know about the next.
Well, I'm hearing a lot of rumblings like the new council is going to overturn a bunch of stuff that the old council did. That's costing us a shit ton of money.
How about overturn the resolution that they passed that said everybody, you need to wear a mask and you need to get these shots and we recommend these shots and great gunners. How about that?
Yeah.
How about that, you shot taking live believing people?
You think Julie Burns actually got the shot, or you think he knew that?
That dumbass got it.
You think so?
Hell yeah, everybody up there got it.
You think one of his buddies said, hey man, just sit this one out?
No. If I was the machine, I'd have got him the shot as soon as possible. And I'd have got him the right lot. I'd have got him the right lot, if you know what I mean.
True. The one that, the not the clot lot.
Hey, it's a lot cheaper to knock them off now than it is to pay all this retarded pay.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you think? So we're already seeing higher prices at the grocery store, right, through inflation, but we're also starting to see some scarcity.
Dollar General.
Baby formula.
Go in Dollar General and look at the pharmaceuticals or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Cough medicine and all that kind of stuff like that. Josephine's hair ditter stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That stuff's out of there.
We're going to, I think.
Chocolate milk. Y'all, the food line in Lugoff needs to get a contract with the brown cows.
Yeah.
I've got this addiction to brown cow milk.
Uh-huh.
I know that that's probably not politically correct, but Food Line very rarely has brown cow milk.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, it's the strangest thing. I can go to Elgin, IGA, and all and get brown cow milk.
Have you tried strawberry milk?
That just doesn't even sound good.
I'm telling you right now, get that Fairlife strawberry milk. Man, and Fairlife.
I want some real milk. That's what I don't know that. Yeah, raw milk.
Milk. Yeah, there's. I know. I got a supplier. If I'll hook you up.
Yeah, I want to. I've never tried. When I was a little kid, I tried some out of the udder. If you know what I mean, from under the hood. If you, but I don't remember it. And you know, my research into raw milk. Raw milk's good for you. Oh, great guns.
Yeah, I think the as a human, we probably shouldn't be drinking cow's milk in the first place. But if you're going to drink it, you drink it raw.
Yeah, I've never been a milk drinker anyway.
I was telling the beautiful wife, I can't remember the last time I had just a glass of milk. I drank chocolate milk.
Yeah. Yeah.
I do like the
that makes the nastiness of milk go down. Put some chocolate in it.
But rarely, and I can't remember the last time I had a glass of whole milk.
Yeah. Oh, Russell, hey, I know you're out on your trip and everything. Get you a big old Yeti cup full of hot cocoa and watch the snowstorm.
Put a candy cane in it.
And don't travel. It is hazardous. I don't want to lose you.
That weather
looks
bad up there. I've been tracking the weather out of Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's gonna get dicey tonight. It's rain and sleet all day today. Then it's going to drop below freezing tonight, and it ain't going to get above freezing till Saturday.
Oh, man. Russell, do not travel, my friend. I love you too much to lose you. I don't want to lose you enough. You need to stay to at least Saturday.
And don't be scared to answer your text messages, man. You gave me your cell phone number. I text you, and you don't respond. It hurts my feelings.
I bet the ducks are flying, huh? The ducks are flying in the snow.
They're trying to escape Canada.
Can you imagine a 60-mile-an-hour snowstorm blowing through and trying to hit one of them ducks?
Nah, I don't think it's going
to
happen.
Good God.
Just stay in the lodge, man. Stay in the cabin.
They'd be running 250 miles an hour.
Yeah. What else is going on, dude?
What else?
We're coming up on just past 3 minutes. So
we passed the I think
no more commercials.
The NDAA went off, huh?
We're not doing commercials anymore. The only sponsor that is worth a damn now, not our other sponsor. We're super thankful for those guys, Gus Philpott and the Swamp Log Artisans Gallery. Thank you for sponsoring us. But our only sponsor now is the Cassett Store. The best place to get pizza in all of Cassett. Number one, hands down, not even a competition. Ask for Aislinn. Tell them you heard about it here on the podcast, and she'll give you a little extra on the pizza for it, courtesy of Vote Matt. But none of you Camden Knights, don't be coming up here for pizza. You need that shithole.
Have to show your ID.
Yeah, you got to show your ID before come up here to the free state of Cassett.
Hey, your real ID.
Yeah.
You hear where the TSA? TSA is going to start doing facial scans.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And this is not by Congress and all. This is administrated. They've decided they're going to start doing that. So all you travelers that like to get felt up and everything and blowed up your skirts and everything else, you now get biometrics.
I saw a damn video in a convenience store of, you know, the glass front cases with the Coca-Colas and stuff in it. Now it has you can't look through it. You have to. There's two cameras up there. One is like a laser that it scans. It's a face scanner, and the other one's an actual camera. Right next to both of those is an electric lock that can lock it. You can't open the case. So it's basically watching how you select which product you pull in. You know, whether you change your mind or not, what your demographics are, your age, all that sort
data,
of stuff.
Data is the new goal.
But the next step you're going to have, just like China, where you go and it scans your face and said, oh, no, you said something against the Rona, so block. You can't have soda today.
The Fed running the central bank digital currency.
Yeah, the digital currency.
That's part of this social credit system and all.
That's why they want you to electric
If they get that,
too,
freedom dies forever.
It's done.
Dies forever.
Yeah, you know, the electric cars, they want to be able to turn your car off or not let you, like, you know, you can't go to work today because you said something nasty on Facebook. And they just turn
shut up. Look at your gas powered fossil fuel power.
Oh, you can turn them things off too.
Yeah.
So if you have the OnStar or any sort of SOS little thing up in your, you know, little button you push for roadside assistance, that just turned your car off.
Also, the Biden administration.
Straight to.
Yeah, they can push the accelerator to the floor and turn your brakes off, too.
Also, the Biden administration is, you know, after the ESG score and all our carbon footprint and all this, all them goals and everything. Mm-hmm. And so in order to meet that, now there's I can't remember what car manufacturer it is moving their electrical vehicle plant to Mexico, and 1,300 and some odd people got pink slips.
Oh, God.
And because then that lowers their allotment of carbon,
yes,
right?
Yeah.
And it pushes it down to Mexico, and so Mexico...
Yeah, because every business has a carbon credit. And so it's basically like...
And they're going to have a market for it. Al Gore put in the market for it in Chicago. Decades ago,
so
when he was at the Clinton administration, and they trade in carbon credits.
Oh yeah, businesses do. I know 100% for a fact that manufacturers who are drop below that will sell their carbon credits to other businesses, so they can go over the limit.
Yeah, yeah.
It's unbelievable, man. That's actually a source of income for some companies, because they're not going to need. They know they're efficient enough. They're not going to use. Or whatever, 25 points. So they only use them. We know we're only going to use 15. So these 10 credits are up for bid. The highest bidder. Who needs them? Who wants them?
That's right. That's right.
And they sell them, make good money off of it.
Yeah. And we'll be stuck, you know, eating bugs and everything.
Yeah.
And we'll look up, and one of them private jets will go over the top of us because, you know, they got to save the climate and travel all that kind of stuff, you know. And, you know, they got to eat healthy and everything, so they'll eat a little ribeye steak
for
or something.
A long time. They got to get, they got to. They don't eat no ribeye steak, man. Those fools eat that nasty piece of meat called filet mignon.
Filet mignon!
Disgusting. That's like the worst cut of meat on a damn cow. The damn fool's eating that shit. All right, Jeffy, let's wrap it up. This is the new face, the new show. We'll try to, what do you think? We can do it once a week? Nah.
That's what you want. That's what we'll do.
More if needed. We're coming to you from the undisclosed location deep in the heart of Kershaw County. Make sure you go onto YouTube, check out our Kershaw County Liberty Project, Kershaw County Freedom Project, whatever we're going to call it. We'll figure it out. We'll have a few beers.
We might just make us a home on Rumble.
There you go.
Rumble will let us speak freely.
Yeah.
YouTube won't.
Yeah. Odyssey's too hard to use, man. I've been messing with Odyssey, and I'm like, something's a little off about it. I don't know. It's clunky.
Rumble takes you a little bit to get used to. Yeah. Too. There's some features that I don't like about it. There's features of Odyssey I don't particularly like. Same thing with YouTube, though.
I think it's going to be important to be diversified in how you can find the show, because you never know. One might get shut down one day.
Yeah.
So. If you like it, let us know. If you hate it, let me know. You can reach me at votemappodcast@gmail.com. Also, I'm out and about all the time. If you see me out there, say hi. Don't just look at me and whisper and look at me out of the corner of your eye. Yeah, I'm a nice dude. You can say hi to me. You can buy me a beer. No beer on this show, and I think we kept the cuss words to a very minimum.
Even if you're wearing a mask and you've got five boosters, I don't care.
If you need a hug, I'll give you a hug. I'm a friendly dude.
I don't hug these fully vaxxed. They might transmit something, if you know what I mean.
All right, folks. I don't know if we should. Let's continue the tradition. Open your minds. Don't trust the government. And don't forget that Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself. Bye.